And I do hope I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank God. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
Good. So preparations for Passover are going well?
We didn't start yet, let me tell you that, but...
You have a little bit of time.
We do, yeah.
So, good. I was thinking that this week we'll talk about the preparations for Passover, what we have to do and what are some of the reasons for certain things. And then next week we'll go maybe a little bit into insight, and if I'm lucky enough, I'll maybe figure out a recipe or something.
Oh,
who knows?
That would be good.
We'll figure it out. But, you know, really, Passover is really a time of Operation Zero Chametz. You know, it's a holiday that mandates our complete involvement, not just during the 8 days, but really from weeks before. You know, besides the regular holiday obligation that a person has, we're also commanded, as it says in Exodus, no leaven shall be eaten. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and no leaven shall be seen in yours. In other words, in your possession. So we accomplish this, you know, by cleaning and inspecting our homes well before Passover, eliminating any chametz that could be in a person's room or in the crevices, so on and so forth. And, you know, that really starts the process of Passover. So what is chametz? Chametz is leaven. Any food that is made from grain and water that has been allowed to ferment and rise, for example, you know, bread, cereal, cake, pizza, pasta, cookies, so on and so forth, even beer, are examples of chametz. Mm-hmm. But really, any food that contains grain or grain derivatives can be, not all the time, but it can be and often is chametz. Therefore, for practicality, the best way to buy food and that type of thing is to make sure that you're buying something that is certified, that it says kosher for Passover, because that really eliminates the problem of finding something that could be chametz. Because chametz, the concept of chametz really is the antithesis of matzah. Because what is matzah? It's the unleavened bread we eat on Passover to recall the haste in which the Jews left Egypt and the humble faith by which we merited redemption. Now, matzah is also a symbol of Exodus, which is, if you go and look at the Seder, is the main component of the Seder. And one of the names that it is called in the Torah, in the Bible, is the Festival of Matzot. So, thinking about it, you know, on the flip side of eating matzah is really getting rid of a person's chametz. Spiritually, is getting rid of the ego, the haughtiness that a person gets, because ego makes a person rise, representing by chametz, versus matzah, which is humble, which doesn't rise, represents that humility that we should all have.
Ooh, that's interesting. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of things in Passover specifically, and as well as also in Jewish religion, that there's a physical component to whatever we're trying to do, but then there's a spiritual component as well. You know, cleaning for Passover. Cleaning out not only our house, but cleaning ourselves, getting rid of the evil talk, getting rid of slander, getting rid of judging other people, those types of things. It gives us a time to, you know, clean house, if you would, you know, so-called, to be able to get rid of those issues. Now, what we should do and what we shouldn't do in regards with chametz, you know, from the morning of Passover Eve until the conclusion of the festival, which is really 8 days, we don't need any chametz. Nothing that could have the small little particle that something might have chametz, because you're not allowed to have chametz, you're not allowed to derive any benefit or have chametz in our system or have any physical presence of chametz in our domain. And we'll talk about that in a second, how to get rid of it, because we're not going to throw away everything that is in my cupboard,
right?
Because you still have a lot of chametz. But we'll get to that in a second. You know, how do I achieve this level of getting rid and not having any chametz? Is really a six basic step process. You know, cleaning the home, setting up the Passover kitchen, selling your chametz, searching for your chametz, burning your chametz, and nullifying your chametz. Obviously, you know, cleaning the house, very simply said, you know, you really got to do not just a spring cleaning, but really a thorough cleaning to make sure that you move the couches and the beds and the dressers and the and so on and so forth, that there is nothing...
Not to miss any...
Correct. That there is nothing really that you can really find a possibility where chametz would be. Now, you know, you still have to make sure you got to clean your office and your car. People don't think about it, but, you know, women, you got to clean your pocketbook. You know, you always keep some candies or something to snack on, whatever it may be. These are things that you're going to carry throughout Passover. You want to make sure that you have to clean that. Places that you don't necessarily have to clean. For example, rooms and areas where you are absolutely certain that you never, ever bring food in to. I mean, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't clean, you know, do a spring cleaning, that's okay, but to do an excessive cleaning that you would do in the other places of the house, you don't have to do in that place, as well as rooms and an area that we're going to sell that you don't, are not going to use through Passover, which is really step five. We'll talk about that in a second, what's the process of selling your chametz. And obviously, besides the house, the main place that you really, 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 really have to give attention to is your kitchen. That is naturally and the only place where all the food is going to start coming out of there. And so therefore, we really, really have to give that the biggest overall cleaning, that it should be ready for kosher for Passover. It means getting rid of the appliances that are used for Passover, the things that are on the countertops, so on and so forth. We have to really give the kitchen an extra careful cleaning. You know, people have the custom to line the cabinets and storage units, you know, with paper, with foil, with they cover the countertops and the tables to make sure that even if it was cleaned well, that there is no chance possible that chametz might be there. And obviously, you know, most people will have, you know, a separate set of dishes or cutlery that is only used for Passover. Some people will bring in another oven or a stovetop, just microwaves that are designated just for Passover. If you don't, there are certain ways that you can kosher those to be able to have for Passover. So, for example, I mean, obviously, you got to speak to your local rabbi that can help you do it. But, you know, a general rule is, for example, very simple, like your oven. Most ovens, the newer ones, for the last couple of years at least, are self-cleaning ovens. You got to just make sure that it is clean well, that it, and then you self-clean it for the mode that it is, 3 hours, 5 hours, whatever, however that goes. You can use that then for Passover, because you're literally getting rid of anything that possibly might be there. Now we come to the aspect of selling your chametz. So let's say, for example, a person owns a liquor store, or you bought, you know, you found breakfast cereals were on special, so you bought the supply for like 3 months or whatever. You live in a 40-room mansion, you know, and you don't want to clean the whole house. So there are certain ways that you're able to get rid of it. And since the commandment that is brought down in the Torah is to get rid of one's domain of chametz, is only binding only on a Jew. So we sell our chametz to a non-Jew. It's a contract that goes between myself and a non-Jew, and it's an acquisition. He's going to buy all the chametz from people that have sold it on the document that I've given them, or they've downloaded, whatever it may be, and you sell that chametz. And when I go and give it to the non-Jew and he acquires it, it doesn't belong to me anymore. It belongs to him. And therefore, even the chametz that is in my house is not mine. As long as it's covered and it's out of sight, I don't have to get rid of all my cabinets. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to him. And therefore, that's one way of getting rid of it, that I don't have to throw everything out. Now, obviously, the night, the eve of Pesach, we do our search. We search for the chametz with a wooden spoon and a paper bag and a candle. And we want to make sure we make this special blessing. And we want to make sure that there is, obviously we're not going to find chametz, but from a spiritual perspective as well, we want to make sure that there's no chametz that is left in the house or anywhere as well. And then there's a certain time that the day of Erev, the day just of the day before the night of the Friday morning, the Friday morning, where you can only eat chametz till a certain time. I believe it is till about 11:15, 11:16, and then you have to burn your chametz.
And don't do it at home.
Right, and then you have to burn the chametz, and you have to get rid of the chametz. And when you burn the chametz, you say something, is a prayer that he said, that you nullify all the chametz that you have in your possession, the ones that you know or the ones that you don't know about, that even after I've burnt it, if possibly I find a piece of chametz, it doesn't belong to me, I nullified it, I don't want it anymore, and you throw it in the garbage, or you throw it down the toilet, so on and so forth. So those are really the steps that go into preparing a person's house for Pesach. And once you go through all those steps, your house is ready. Your house is ready to start the process of Passover. And then you start the cooking and enjoy the Passover time with the family. I think next week we'll discuss quickly the aspects of the Seder, of the night, and go through any more things that pertain to Passover.
That's great, and we're waiting forward for next week.
Yeah, you know, we have the today's the 14th. Tomorrow is the last day to get a special discount, early bird discount for the first night Chabad's annual community Seder, which starts at 7 o'clock, April 22nd, Friday evening. So if you want,
that's the first night.
The first night we're doing, and the second night the congregation Bethel.
Exactly.
And whoever would like to join the first night Passover, whether you don't have a Seder to go to, or whether you just want to join the community Seder, please let us know if you want to join. So tomorrow is the last day for the early bird, and then after that the price goes up.
That's good. So if you don't have a Seder, you have a Seder.
Correct.
That's good. Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you. You too. And I look forward to talking next week.
Same here.
Happy cleaning.
Thank you.
Okay. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.